Welcome to AM Best Audio.
As billion-dollar storms and extreme weather events pummel the South and Midwest this spring, a new survey from Nationwide reveals a troubling trend in the world of commercial insurance. While concern about severe weather among business owners is at an all-time high, many are choosing to scale back the very protection that could help them recover from disaster. Nationwide's latest commercial lines protection survey shows rising anxiety, especially in wildfire and hurricane-prone regions, but also a growing gap in coverage as more businesses opt for short-term savings over long-term resilience. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Mark McGay, Senior Associate Vice President, Risk Management Client Services, Commercial Lines for Nationwide. Mark, so glad you could join us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So, Mark, your new survey highlights that concerns over severe weather is rising among business owners, yet more are underinsuring their properties. So what's driving this disconnect?
You know, John, we're seeing a growing awareness of weather-related risks. You know, 60% of our commercial property owners are concerned about weather damages, but that jumps to over 80% in wildfire and hurricane-prone areas. But as you point out, you know, at the same time, three-quarters of them are looking to reduce their insurance premiums. I believe there are really multiple items that are causing this disconnect between awareness and action. And the first one I think we all feel is the uncertainty with the economy. You know, what impacts are the tariffs going to have on the cost of raw materials? Will there be a recession? What will that do to their businesses? And then if you think about it, another stress they're having right now is staffing concerns. What is it going to cost to keep and attract good employees over the next year? And then think about it, kind of have the final stress of having the financial strength to handle the ever-changing challenges that they might face in the near term. And so as a result, even when they understand the risks, many business owners are deprioritizing their insurance need in favor of that near-term relief.
Now, with nearly half of the surveyed businesses saying that they'd cut coverage just to lower premiums, how are agents and carriers adapting their approach to help clients balance affordability with adequate protection?
Well, this is a challenging environment for sure, but it's a chance for agents and carriers like Nationwide to really demonstrate their value. So we need to encourage proactive conversations that go beyond price, really helping the business owners understand total risk exposure, climate risk trends, and really the reconstruction cost trends that we've been seeing recently. The industry really needs to take the time to educate the business owners on the long-term financial consequences of being underinsured. Our survey found that one in three property owners suffered weather damage in the last 5 years, and 30% had to pay out of pocket, you know, up to $50,000. So that's something that is good to get across to people. And then the other stat is important is around FEMA. FEMA estimates 25% of small businesses never reopen after a disaster. So these realties really understand the importance of agents and carriers to work with their customers to offer more flexible policy features and weather endorsements, and as well as providing industry-tailored risk management resources that can help address evolving risks and enhance resilience.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
So the survey points out that time to research options is now the top barrier to investing in resilience upgrades. So Mark, how can the insurance industry simplify or streamline this process to encourage more proactive risk management?
You know, John, that one kind of surprised me, but I think we all agree time is a scarce resource for all of us, and especially business owners. One way we can help is by integrating risk management into the insurance process itself. So at Nationwide, we do our best to supply risk management tools and resources that can help business owners really better understand mitigation and what actions they can take for their specific business. And this is another area where agents can help by proactively encouraging business owners to leverage carrier resources along with their own. So our survey found that only 34% of the agents are currently doing so. So this offers up a lot of opportunities to better prioritize these resources along, with the customers they serve.
Now, in wildfire and hurricane-prone zones, concern is spiking, but actual investments in structural upgrades has dropped sharply. So I got to ask, Mark, what innovative solutions or partnerships could help reverse this trend?
Well, cost and complexity are definitely major deterrents, but resilience doesn't have to always really require massive investments. Carriers can help focused on really small, high-impact steps, like elevating critical equipment and reinforcing, let's say, entry points, installing sump pump, power backup, and really even something as simple as making sure they store all their digital records offsite. So then in, high-risk zones, we like to work with maybe installing impact-resistant glass, storm shutters. But, even doing small things like clearing gutters, picking up debris, can reduce damage from windborne objects. So it's really helping them understand what are the small things they can do. And then once they do those, it's like, hey, what can we do with technology? So it's technology is really changing the game. So whether you use satellite imagery, AI risk modeling, even things as simple as water sensors can make it easier and more affordable to assess risk and then take action. So we're thinking with the right guidance and partnership, we can really help businesses make smarter, more manageable moves toward long-term resilience.
Well, finally, Mark, as weather volatility continues to grow, what role do you see agents and carriers playing, not just as risk transfer partners, but as frontline advisors helping businesses build long-term resilience?
That's just it, John. Agents are really increasingly becoming trusted advisors, not just selling policies, but helping clients navigate the complexity. So for agents, that really means staying educated on climate risks, local building codes, risk mitigation resources that are out there. And then carriers, in turn, from my perspective, can really support that, the role of the agency with providing them more data, risk mitigation strategies, and services that help create resilient mindsets. So it doesn't matter, whether it's, a combination of risk transfer and risk reduction. In my mind, those go hand in hand.
Good advice, Mark. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Appreciate it.
That was Mark McGay, Senior Associate Vice President, Risk Management, Client Services, Commercial Lines for Nationwide Insurance. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.